Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode. It's been a little while since I recorded anything because my voice was like gone for a while, or really raspy, and my throat was hurting. I just have my book here, which is why you can hear paper. My throat was really hurting, so I couldn't record anything and I sounded terrible. But we are here. We're back in full force. Okay, so I have to tell you guys something. Remember a little while ago how I told you that I was manifesting... Oh my gosh, I'm even like... Oh, I'm feeling it so strong right now. How I was manifesting seeing my favorite Russian rapper live. Like, even when I think about that, oh my God, I just get like so emotional because I'm so excited. So excited. I don't know how it's going to happen. Like, I still, I don't know how it's going to happen because one, like, I don't know where or when he's playing. I don't speak or read a word of Russian. So whenever he like posts stuff about his concerts, his name is T-Fest, by the way. Whenever he posts stuff about his concerts, I have no idea when they are or where they are. I assume they're in Russia somewhere. I think some are happening, have happened already in March. I think that's what I could figure out what the dates said. Just by guessing like the words and what they looked like. I don't know. But yeah, I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. All I know is it will happen. And I just opened up my phone to Instagram. And he posted a couple of stories of like an edit from his concerts. And seriously, like, oh my God, I just get fucking goosebumps. Seriously, like, I don't think you understand my obsession with this rapper. And not like him personally. I don't know him personally. I don't know anything about him. I just listen to his music almost every day. And I listen to a lot of Russian rap. Again, I don't speak or understand a word of Russian. I don't know what the attraction is to this music. I have no idea. A friend of mine introduced me to it because he's Russian, and so I started listening to it, and then now I just listen to it all the time. But yeah, I am super excited, and I just know it's gonna happen. I just know it's gonna happen because I can feel it. I can feel it. And actually, this is a really good segue into what we're going to be talking about today. And this stuff is kind of, I guess, manifestation, but it doesn't, you don't need to see it that way if you're not into mindset, manifestation, spirituality stuff, like that realm. You can just apply this to your life still, and I'm not gonna like make it sound super woo-woo for you, even though it's all the same, like even if you believe in it or you don't believe in it, whatever, it's still all the same principles, it's still all the same forces acting, like it's all the same. Anyway, what we're going to talk about today is a couple of things, and I'm going to be really, really honest with you guys. I feel like I've finally cracked the code to getting, not even getting what I want. I don't want to even say that, because that for me isn't the driving force. Like I always say that for me, manifestation is about manifesting internal shifts and who I am, and not necessarily stuff, because I believe that the stuff comes as a result of who I am. So I focus on who I am, who I'm being, who I am stepping into, what my ideal reality is, what my ideal me is, and how I can be the most truest version of myself. And then when I am that person, the stuff comes to me. And so I still do use stuff sometimes as a kind of carrot on the string to be like, all right, well, these are the things I want, so who do I need to be in order to get there? That kind of stuff. So I don't necessarily say like I don't manifest physical things. I prefer to manifest experiences than physical objects just because of the way that my life is right now. It hasn't always been that way. It probably won't always be that way. And it can be different for you. It can be whatever you like. But something that has come up for me a lot lately with clients and even like friends, people I've had conversations with, and myself, is a few things. And what I'm going to talk about today has kind of two aspects of it. But let's just get into it. So the first thing I want to say is if you don't have what you desire, you are repelling it. And I came across a really good analogy recently. And really good, something that really helped me understand this is a kite in the sky. So you have the kite, you're holding onto the kite is up in the wind and up in the sky. So the forces that are holding it in place, like holding, bring the kite towards you, let's say, and the forces that are pushing the kite away from you, which are holding it up in the sky, is how that interaction is working. So the forces need to be are equal at that point. The attracting and the repelling forces are equal at that point. So that means that the kite is not coming into you, right? The kite is staying up in the sky. If the attracting forces were stronger, the kite would be closer to you. If the repelling forces are stronger, the kite is going to be further away. Now, you can apply this to any area of your life. For me, right now, the thing that I'm applying it to is money. But you can apply this to relationships. You can apply this to your job. You can apply this to whatever you like. But the visual representation of this really helped me to realize that I was actually lying to myself. I was lying to myself. So I was telling myself, I don't have any money blocks. I don't have any issues with money. Like when I'm stepping into a level of higher income and that next level of income that I desire, and I was like, why isn't it here? Well, I wasn't really saying why isn't it here, but I was just kind of on the vibration of knowing that it's not here. But I was also at the same time saying, I don't have any money issues. Like, that's not the problem. That's not the problem. Money issues aren't the problem. Money beliefs aren't the problem. I don't have any limiting beliefs about money. But when I really saw that visual representation, I was like, well, clearly I do. Because if I didn't have any issues with the money, with money blocks, with money beliefs, deep sub-seated subconscious beliefs about it, then the money would be here. The attracting forces would be stronger than the repelling forces, but that wasn't the case, right? And that's in terms of like stepping into that next level. So if you think about this in terms of a relationship, for example, if you don't have the relationship that you desire, the repelling forces are stronger than the attracting forces. And this is where we need to be really, really honest with ourselves. Like really, really honest. If you don't have what you desire, that's your responsibility. There is a discrepancy there with you, some deep-seated subconscious beliefs about whatever it is, ability to get, availability, worthiness, like all these things, right? All these things. The only way to really change that is by tapping into your subconscious mind and implanting the actual desires the way you want. And now we know that we live in a thought-created reality. Whatever you see in your mind, whatever you think is what you are going to experience. And it is kind of an esoteric idea to think that you create and control reality, but what else is there besides what happens in your head? Everything you experience in your head. The sitting down and the on the chair and the feeling the chair touch you, that is you're experiencing that inside you. Your brain is telling you what that is. The color that you see the sky as is only that color because that's the way your brain is interpreting it. So all of these things, I'm not going to get too deep into it because I just don't feel like this is the right time to. Anyway, we live in a thought-created reality. Now, there are a few things here that we're going to do today, and I'm going to help you get super clear on what you want. The way that we change our unconscious, subconscious beliefs, our subconscious idea of how the world works is by changing the images that we have in our mind. And realistically, and in reality, in all truth, in 100% truth, whatever happens is what you expect to happen. Whatever you get is what you expect to get. So just saying you want something, just having the idea of something is not the same as expecting to have it. And I'm pretty sure I've spoken about this before somewhere. But if you don't expect to get a new car, then how do you get a new car? If you don't expect that you're going to get a new job, how do you get the new job? If you don't expect that you're going to get a relationship, how do you get it? If you don't expect that you're going to get more money, how do you get it? And something here that I just want to talk about now is there's this whole thing in like manifestation. I said I wouldn't make this like super woo-woo, but whatever, we're going there. Manifestation is that when you create a desire, when you like, you want to shift into the reality of having something, you need to decide that it's already done. And that's really, really great. Deciding that it's already done is literally how it happens. But for some people, that's easier than others. And especially if you're new to this, especially if you have a lot of limiting beliefs and doubts and whatever, then just deciding something and then believing is difficult. It can be difficult because deciding and believing are two different things. So we need to make sure that we believe this stuff. That is where it comes down to. You need to believe it. You need to think it. You need to believe it, and then you'll act it, and then it will come. And I was actually on a call with a client yesterday just explaining how this works for me. And the way I do things is, or was it, was I with a client? Or maybe it was on like a Facebook Live or something like that. Also, don't forget to join the Real Life Your Dreams Facebook group, guys. I go live in there all the time and we talk about all this kind of stuff and really helping you uplevel your mindset. It's really fucking cool. I love going live in there all the time. Anyway, let's get back on topic right now. So the way that I was explaining this is when it happens, when I decide something is done, then I start thinking the thoughts and believing. And at that moment, I say to myself, this has shifted. I am this person. This is who I am. Now the universe will catch up. Like I decide that I'm already there. I'm already at that place, whoever I need to be, whatever it is, and that the universe is catching up to me, not the other way around. Not that it will all happen and then I will be that person, believe that thing, take that action or whatever. I do all the things first. Now, when this happens, it's kind of, it's not like in an instant I start doing all the things that need to happen, like taking every single action, right? Or believing every single thing or thinking every single thought. It's the intention behind it that creates the momentum. So I decide that I've shifted. I decide that I believe the things, even if I don't know what the things are, right? I don't even wait around for all the beliefs always to come up like right on the spot. Yes, there are some that I know that I'm going to believe and think, but there are all also ones that I don't know. But it's the intention and the intention, and there's another word I'm trying to think of, and I guess kind of commitment, maybe something like that. But it's the intention behind the shift and deciding that the shift is done and experienced, and the beliefs and the thoughts and everything come to me, right? I expect that they will come to me. I know that they will all come. And I know this because I decided, and also through experience, I know that the way manifestation works and up-leveling your mindset and mindset, oh my gosh, mindset is, now I've lost track of my thoughts. I know that the process of all of this is a gradual kind of process. The stuff comes to you. It comes, it catches up. But I just decide I'm there already and that everything will come to me that needs to come to me. That's the law of attraction. That's how it works. I decide I'm there, right? And the beliefs that I know I need to believe, I start integrating those. And then I know the rest will catch up. That's how it works. Now I'll get into like, because I understand that for some people, believing and deciding is harder if you haven't actually experienced it before and stepping into that next level, becoming that person you want to become, showing up, standing out, becoming a leader. Like, this is what I'm all about. This is what I help people do. I help people step into that next level, be that next level, know what that next level looks like, get clear on it and clear the shit out of the way that holds them back from doing that. And that's what we work through. And I'm going to share with you now the first kind of steps that we go through in the process. Obviously, when I'm with like my one-on-one clients and we have our calls, we can go deeper into this stuff. But the stuff that I'm going to share with you right now is really, 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 really going to help you. And the first thing that you need to do here is make a commitment. You need to commit. You need to 150 billion% commit to doing the inner work. It doesn't change unless you do the inner work, the deconditioning, the recoding, the changing everything down to the depths of your cells and your DNA. This is where it has to happen, right? You have to make that commitment. You have to decide how many minutes a day your future is worth. I just got a really weird email. I need to stop. I need to like switch my emails off when I'm doing this. It really distracts me. You need to decide how many minutes a day your future is worth and how many minutes you're going to commit to this. And it doesn't have to be hours. It can be 10 or 15 minutes. But the work that I'm going to share with you and the work that I have my clients go through and in my courses, this is what we do. This is how it's done, right? So you have to commit, you have to decide. And if you don't make a change, you get nothing else. If you don't make the change, you get nothing. So here we go. So you really need to work on changing the images in your mind. I've said this so many times before. Your subconscious mind works in images and symbols. So right now, I just want you to have a think. Think back at the last hour, 2 hour, 3 hours. Let's think of like the last couple of hours. And I want you to go through and think about all the things that came up for you, all the images that you had in your head, all the things that you thought about. Were they based on the past or were they based on the future? And in each case, in the past and in the future, were you focusing on positive things or were you focusing on negative things? Right? And have just to think about that for a minute, because these are the images that you're implanting into your subconscious mind. So if you're like most people and you're someone who is thinking more about negative stuff and bringing up negative images. What if it doesn't work? What if it doesn't happen? This didn't happen before. That never happened. This experience was really bad. I think that the experience in the future might be really bad. You're constantly implanting those images into your subconscious mind. You're planting that seed, and that seed is the one that will grow. So you need to actively start implanting positive images. Positive images. And when most people do this, when I ask people what they want, I usually get very surface answers, right? I want to be this person. I want to do this thing. But that is not enough. You need to paint a really, really compelling picture in your mind. And this is what we do in NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming. This is what we do in hypnotherapy. This is what I do with my clients. Part of what I do with my clients and why this work is so, so powerful is because we can get really, really clear on what your future actually looks like, every single aspect. So I'll go over a bit of this here. But first, what I want you to do is I want you to make a note. I want you to make a note and I want you to answer this question really, really, really honestly. What do you want, right? What do you want? And you can make a list of all of these things if you want. For right now, I'm going to focus on just one of these things. So let's focus on your ultimate goal. Your ultimate goal. What is that ultimate goal that you have? And now I want you to ask yourself, when at that exact moment that you know that that goal has been achieved, at that moment, at that exact moment that you know that goal is said and done, what are you going to see? And I want you to pay attention to that. I want you to tap into that right now, as long as you're not driving or looking after children or whatever. And I want you to tap in. I want you to go to that future moment right now. And I want you to look around. What will you see? What will you hear? And what will you feel? And you can do this right now, and we'll do it quick, but I want you to commit to doing this later when we have more time, when you have more time to go through this. So in terms of what you're going to be seeing, now this visual image that you have in your head, go to the future and get that image in your mind of you achieving this goal. And I want you to just, we're going to play around with that image that you have in your head. And I want you to make it a little bit brighter, just a bit brighter, and see if that makes you want it more. Or you can adjust it and make it a little more dim if you like. And whatever one makes you want it more, I want you to adjust. And then I want you to think about the color. So if it's black and white, maybe try making it color. Maybe you can make it a little more saturated. Or if it was just right for you at black and white, you can leave it there. Or if like it's color, maybe try it black and white and see if that helps you. And now I want you to pay attention to the size of this image. Is it near or far? And adjust that. You can bring it closer if you want and see if that helps. See if that makes you want it even more. And then I want you to pay attention to the focus and maybe just make it a little bit sharper and see if that helps. Now, we do this kind of stuff all the time in our NLP work. Like this kind of stuff is super, super important. But the point here is to really, really implant into that subconscious mind what it is. Now, you really need to focus on what you will be seeing, what you will be hearing, and what you will be feeling, and how you need to adjust that image to make it really, really compelling. Whatever you need to do to make it feel really real for you, to make you want it more and more and more, to the point where you are just feeling that feeling of having it, of achieving it, of being it, of doing it, fill your entire body, and you can just feel it wash all over your entire body. And this is one of my favorite things to do. And I kind of jumped ahead a little bit here, which of course I always do. But this is something that you need to do constantly as you can. And I know a lot of people say, like, don't spend time in the future, like, be present in the moment. And that's really, really important. But your present moment is what is creating your future as well, right? Appreciate what's around you and what you have, but you are going to create what you have in every single moment by deciding and getting clear on what that looks like. So it doesn't mean just waiting for the present moment stuff to show up and like being okay with whatever that stuff is. That's not what is a good idea. That's not what being in the present moment means to me anyway. I appreciate what I have in the present moment, and I appreciate it because I had the foresight and the belief to go into the future and see what this present moment would look like and construct it the way I wanted it to be. I didn't just let it flow to me and go willy-nilly and be like, oh, whatever life is will happen and it'll just flow to me. No, I decide what my future looks like. You decide what your future looks like. You create it, and you create your future in this moment. That is how you do it. So get really, really clear on what it looks like, feels like, what you hear, everything. And you need to make this, you need to bring this image into your head all the time. And when you're thinking of outcomes of what you, your desired outcome, instead of focusing on what a negative outcome, potential negative outcome, you haven't even done it yet. You don't even know what it's going to be. But instead of focusing on a potential negative, focus on the potential positive. Make that image really big and bright and bring it close and make it loud. Do those things, adjust that image, and then you can do the opposite to the negative image. You can make the negative image really small, black and white, make it fuzzy, make it go really, really far away. If it's like someone's voice, you can change the voice to sound like Donald Duck. If it's like an argument or something, make it sound like Donald Duck. There are so many things that you can do to change the images in your head to make them have a stronger positive reaction or a lesser of a negative reaction. And that's like, I know I'm talking about NLP a lot, but seriously, like, this stuff is so fucking awesome and I just love it. I've been doing a lot of single sessions lately with clients, which, so like private clients can book in. I have like my ongoing clients and then people can book in for single sessions, which honestly I am loving because they are allowing me to connect with so many more of you and just guide so many more of you through shifts and transformation and get really fucking clear on your future and help you show up and stand out and be a leader and be really fucking awesome. So I'm really excited about that. Anyway, so what was all supposed to come before that whole thing that I just went through is talking about how to be more magnetic. And I guess it kind of works the way I put it. But anyway, like attracts like. So you need to create the image in your mind like how you want it to be outside of your mind. That is how like attracts like. The image in your mind needs, because the image in your mind, the energy, and I've talked about this before, the energy that the stuff that makes up the thoughts in your mind and creates the pictures in your mind is the same stuff that makes up the energy of the actual physical thing in the physical reality. They're made up of the same thing. It's impossible for them to be made of anything else but exactly the same thing. They have the same energy. When you break down an atom, you get to like, I don't know, subatomic particles, however, whatever all those depths are, subatomic particles. And what scientists have done tests on and realized is that the only time it's the full, oh my God, I'm going to totally fuck this up. But okay, I actually have notes, so I'm going to read you something so I don't like totally screw it up. But here it is. Scientists or physicists have discovered that subatomic particles appear to exist only when someone is thinking about them or trying to observe them. When no one is concentrating on them, they are merely waves of mathematical probability. As soon as they receive some form of attention, they flash into existence. This means that subatomic particles, which are the essence of all matter, are created by sending thoughts in their direction. So, this is how like attracts like. You create the image in your mind of what you desire, and that gives the energy, matter, whatever it is, attention, and then it forms into that. Right? I know this sounds so weird, but that's science. Like what I just read to you is science. And if you're not choosing the images that come into your mind, if you're not actively choosing what images you have in your mind and you're implanting in your mind, they'll be chosen for you, or they'll just float in there, or they'll just be repeated from the past conditioning, and it's not necessarily stuff you want. The thoughts that you have and all that kind of stuff from the past, if you're not actively choosing the thoughts and images that come into your head, they're just going to be repeated, stuff that was handed down to you, stuff that's not actually yours, that was never actually yours. So anyway, let's just keep moving on. Oh, I feel like so weird sometimes when I have all these notes and I'm like going through my notes. But before I record podcast episodes, sometimes I'm like, I have all these things that I want to say and I have to write them down. Otherwise, I will totally forget. Anyway, so like attracts like. So you need to be creating the images in your mind of what you want. So we already went over how to actually create the images because I did this backwards. We went over creating the images in your mind of what you actually want, making it feel really real, making it feel, and the stuff that is going to happen in that exact moment that you know that it's 100% a done deal. That is really important there, and adjusting everything to make it feel like it's already done. And now the next thing that I really want to talk about and something that I really, really love. Oh, I really need to turn off this email noise. Sorry, guys. That was an email from me. is affirmations. Now, there are so many different ways affirmations can be done. And I said it in a recent episode. It might have even been the last episode. Is just saying that affirmation to yourself doesn't necessarily always work. It's a two-part thing. So it's the visualization stuff, which I'll talk about again and how you can implement this into your affirmations. But it's also repetition. It's repetition. And at first, when you start doing affirmations, it might not feel real. It might not seem real. And that's okay. It's the repetition and combined with the visualization that makes it feel real and makes your subconscious mind start believing it and implanting it in there. And this is one of the things, again, where you have to decide how many minutes a day your future is worth. It's the commitment to these kinds of things that is really going to get you where you want to go. And like I was saying earlier, how I felt like I've cracked the code, but I feel like I have all of these different components and different ideas and different things that I've been working on over all the years, different mindset techniques and everything like that. And I feel like now I have the process of getting clear on what I want, of working through the bullshit that holds me back, and of actually making it happen and becoming that person. I feel like I have that process now down pat for me. And it's all the extra stuff that I do, like the hypnotherapy, the stuff that I commit to there, all the NLP techniques that I have, and the stuff that I have learned over the years that really, really, really put this all together. And a lot of the energetic work as well, of just tapping into my subconscious mind, just makes it all feel so real. And that's why I feel like I've cracked the code. Anyway, I'm going to share more about that kind of stuff with you guys very soon. I have some exciting things on the way because I want to share this with you guys. Like I know a lot of you stuff, you, oh God, words broke. I know a lot of you listeners are into all this stuff too and are working on creating your next level and stepping into that next level and really up-leveling your mindset in your life, becoming a leader, showing up, standing out, all those kinds of things. And like just getting started on the things that you're holding back from because you're scared or for whatever reason. I know fear is a huge thing. But I want to share everything I've learned and all the techniques that I can with you all because I'm super excited about it all. And everyone should have this. Everyone should have it all. So keep your ears out for that slight tangent. Anyway, let's get back into our affirmations. So how do we create affirmations? Well, usually when you say you want something, when you come up with a desire, when you come up with a goal, stuff is going to come up that tells you you can't. Stuff is going to come up that tells you you can't for whatever reason. And that's a place where you can create an affirmation, just the opposite. So what you can do here is just write down whatever comes up for you when you're like, I'm going to be this person, I'm going to do this thing. And whatever comes up for you that tells you you can't do it, right? And then what we do there is we flip that and make that the complete opposite. So if you want to get into a new relationship and something comes up that says relationships are hard, I know a lot of people struggle with that. Relationships are hard. Well, you can just flip it around and say relationships are easy, right? So that's one way of creating an affirmation. The next one is to associate it to the identity of who you're going to be when you get there. So let's just, or whatever it is, let's say you want a new car. So what you could just write is, and I like to include my name in my affirmations too, by the way. I love to include my name. That's really, really helpful for my subconscious mind to connect to. So it could just be, I, Brooke, have a black Range Rover Evoque. And that's my affirmation because that's, say, if that were something that I was like manifesting right now or working towards in my life or wanting to create, that's what I could say. Or I could say, I, Brooke, am in a loving relationship if that were something that I cared about right now. Or it could be, I, Brooke, make $200,000 a year, right? That's it. That's another way of creating your affirmations. And the thing with affirmations is, now do create them for you, create them for yourself. They need to be personal because if you're just copying and pasting affirmations from online or from what you're seeing other people do, it doesn't have the same effect on your subconscious mind if it doesn't come from you, if it doesn't feel real to you. So make sure you're choosing ones that are true for you and specific. So if it's something that you desire, if you want to go on a vacation or something, holiday somewhere, right? Don't just say, I, Brooke, am going on a vacation. Like, that is not good enough. What does that even mean? Cool. Go to Niagara Falls for a freaking night. Like, that could be a vacation. No one wants to do that. That sounds like shit. That's terrible. There's nothing there. So no one wants, or maybe people want to do it. I don't want to do that. But that's not specific enough for your subconscious mind. You need to be specific. Where are you going to go? When are you going to go? Write it down again to make it compelling for you. I, Brooke, am going on a vacation to Italy in September for 2 weeks. Whatever your affirmation is, right? It needs to be specific. And you only get what you expect to get. So now we're changing those expectations. We're changing those expectations, baby. All right. Now, how to make these affirmations stick. And I talked about this in my last podcast episode. So this like might be a double up there, but whatever. This is just something that I really want to share with you guys. So obviously I've talked about hypnosis, and that's a really great way to make your affirmations stick. And now I am going to share some other really cool things that I love to do. So the first thing that you're going to do with your affirmations is you're going to write them all down. You're going to write them all down. And then when you wake up in the morning, you're going to read them all. And if you can, you're going to read them out loud. And if you can, you're going to record them on your voice note. So each time you do this, the best way, if you can record them on your voice note, that's like the best possible thing that you could do. You need to say them out loud. Like, that's the way that your brain is going to connect with them, when you say it out loud, when you hear your own voice. But also what you need to do is bring up the visual images in your mind of this goal being realized, right? This is where the magnetic thing comes into play, because we're constantly creating that like attracts like in our brain. You need to create the like energy in your mind first, because it always starts in the mind. Everything always starts in the mind. Everything that ever has existed starts in the mind. I'm not making that up. That's just like the way things go. There's no other possible way for anything to have gone. Everything that exists, that you see in your reality, was once a thought, was once energy, only energy, not physical matter, right? So we're creating the like in our head so that the like can be created in our physical reality. And we need to make this consistent, and we need to be on top of this, and we need to be committed to this. So in the morning, you're going to wake up, you're going to read your affirmations out loud, preferably, and you are going to record them, preferably. And each time you do it, you're going to visualize everything like we just spoke about a bit ago, about how you can make those visual images really, really compelling for you. So the next thing that you're going to do is write down during the day your affirmations. Write them down. Once during the day, you are going to write them down as many times as you can. If there's one particular one that you're feeling maybe more resistance to, you can write that one a couple of times. This isn't something where you're like slaving and hustling and being like, oh, I've got to do my affirmations. Sorry, the chair is squeaking. If you're doing it like that, it's not going to feel good. You're not going to want to do it. You need to get into the feeling and be excited about affirmations and about making this real for you. So whatever your dream is, whatever that future is, you also need to decide and commit to it. And again, how many minutes a day is your future worth? So think about it in detail, and you're going to write down your affirmations in past tense as though you've already experienced them or you're currently experiencing it. Not I will in the future experience this thing, okay? It has to always be in past or present tense, just depending on what the actual thing is. Next thing you're going to do at night is visualize and read over your affirmations again. And right before you go to bed too, right before you go to bed, you're going to read your affirmations and visualize again. And this is what you're going to do. And it doesn't take long. Now, a lot of people will do this for a little while and then say maybe 2 days, 3 days. Oh, nothing's changed. Oh, nothing's changed. It's not working. Blah, 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 blah. You just have to keep committing to it. You have to keep committing. You have to do the work. It took years and years and years for you to have the thoughts and beliefs and expectations that you currently have, right? That stuff, it's taken however old you are right now is how long it's taken to ingrain those thoughts and beliefs that then result in actions and outcomes. So it's going to take a bit of work to get it to where all of this stuff actually starts becoming real. But if you commit to it, a daily practice of tapping into that future and creating it in your mind first, believing that it's possible, doing this work, even when it feels like it's a lie, even when it feels like it's not working, even when it feels like it's not happening, even when it feels like it's going backwards, you need to hold the vision. You need to hold the vision. Don't worry about the how. And I know that's easier said than done, but that's not the point of this. The point of this is to hold the vision. You can never predict the how. You can never predict the how. You can never predict what opportunities are going to show up to you, things that will come in your path that will possibly shift your beliefs or ideas or ways of thinking or ways of doing things into things that you never thought that you would do or see or have to experience, for like good things I'm talking about here, but that can help you see things in a different way. That's what manifestation is. That's what working through all this stuff is. That's what creating your next level identity and your next level mindset and stepping into that future you. You have to create it now. You have to create it now. If you're not creating your future now, you're just allowing whatever flows by you to flow by you. And if that's what you've been doing your whole life, you need to ask yourself if that's working for you. If that's working for you, cool. You can keep doing it. If letting things float by you is like getting you exactly where you want to be and you're totally satisfied, then cool. You probably aren't even actually listening to this podcast episode if this is for you, because I'm teaching you how to be more magnetic. And the way that we become more magnetic is by creating our future now, by creating the energy, the like energy that's going to attract the like energy in our physical reality. We're creating it in our mind first. And I gave you two amazing ways to do this that I usually only share with my private clients. And obviously I can go into more detail and whatnot with them when I have, you know, one-on-one interactions. But the stuff that I've given you today of creating the image in your mind, what will you see, hear, and feel? How can you make that image more compelling to you? How can you make it feel more real? How can you make that energy flow through your entire body so you just feel it moving through your entire body? And then how do you make it plant the seed in your subconscious mind? And how do you water that seed? And how do you make it grow? And what's that saying? The oak tree is in the acorn or something like that, right? The oak tree, those huge big trees were once a little seed. And there's an infinite intelligence out there that knows how seeds grow and controls that or whatever it is, you know. There's something out there. Is there something out there? I don't even know. But there's something out there that might be beyond our senses. Maybe we just can't experience it or see it or feel it or touch it. It doesn't mean it's not there. So if you're ever in this process and you're doing this work and you're like, it's not working, I can't see it, I can't feel it, I'm not where I want to be, then you need to really ask yourself, how committed are you actually to this work? How committed are you actually to taking control of your mind, from stepping into that next level identity, from being who you really want to be and doing what you really want to do? How committed are you to that? Are you more committed to where you're at right now and feeling safe because you're scared? And being scared of the next level isn't good enough. Like, that's a bullshit excuse, and I do not accept that at all. Being scared, I know it feels real. I've been there. I get there sometimes too, but the difference now is that I don't let that hold me back. There are times when I'm coming up to do something and I'm like, this is scary, this is scary, this is scary. And there's a difference between this is scary just because I have a fear of it, or this is like feeling weird because it's not the right thing. There are two different energies there, and you're smart enough to know which one that is for you at any given time and any given experience. So I'm not going to tell you what that is for you right now. But holding back because of fear is not a good enough excuse. And especially when there are so many things out there that can help you, so many people out there that are willing to help you, so many things that you can do if you just decide to commit. How many minutes a day is your future worth? You get to decide that. You get to commit. Anyway, so I'm going to leave you here. I hope this episode was helpful for you. I know that it was, because all of this stuff helps me. This is how I do things. This is how I step into that next level. And this is how I can share all of this stuff with you. Like my purpose here is to share this with you so that you can step into your next level. That's why I do all of this. That's why I bring you all of this weirdness on a podcast, is just so you can find out who you really are and you can step into that and you can develop the confidence that you need to move forward in the next level mindset and create that compelling future for yourself. Anyway, I'm done. My throat is sore again. I don't know. Now I need to go and I get to do our live final module for Mindset to Manifest, which I am super excited about. This course has been so fun delivering live, and it's going to be available for you on the website too, to jump into, to create your mindset to manifest. So if you like the stuff that we talked about here, you're going to love the course. It is for modules of videos, work, getting super clear on who you are, what you want, and how to develop a mindset to manifest. I need to stop talking because my throat is hurting. I love you, and I will catch you in the next episode.